Knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there. You're not even going to play along? You police officers are so serious. I'm just saying, you're gonna get frown lines. Why did the picture go to jail? Ask why. Fine, don't ask why. Because it was framed. I've been locked in here for 2 miserable weeks. The least you could do is pretend to laugh. Hello, Earth 2. What's your name? I'm squinting, but I still can't see your badge. Now you speak. Had me thinking you were mute for a minute there. Are you not allowed to talk to me or something? Will you get in trouble? So then, why aren't you talking to me? Ouch. Don't worry, I'm not stupid. You don't associate yourself with criminals. I get it. Hurts a little, but I get it. Personally, I don't believe someone should be judged so harshly for the worst thing they've done, but that's just me. Would you disagree? I'm just asking you a question. A shrug is not an answer. You're new, aren't you? Well, for one, I've never seen you before. And you've still got that eagerness in your eye, like you're excited to make the world a safer place. It's an obvious tell that the chief of police hasn't, like, broken you yet. Within a couple weeks, you'll be just another stone-faced zombie. I mean, it's already started to wear you down. You didn't laugh at any of my jokes. Of course I know a lot about the chief. I've been in and out of this cell more times than I can count. You name it. Theft, larceny, vandalism, criminal mischief. That's my personal favorite. Driving while intoxicated. The only thing I haven't been charged with is homicide, but I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. I'm kidding, Jesus. Anyways, if the chief is hard on you, I wouldn't take it personally. He's mean to everyone. Well, I also know a lot about the chief because he happens to be my father. I know. I'm a living, breathing nightmare of a child. I'm basically disowned. Imagine the look on his face when I was put behind bars for the first time. I was 16, and I got caught stealing a pair of sunglasses. I felt so bad. Not for stealing the sunglasses. If I'm being honest, I was just sorry I got caught. I felt bad for my dad. Because there's a lot of shame in, like, half the city knowing that your kid is in jail. I mean, how can you keep your city under control if you can't even control your own daughter? But now I'm basically dead to him, so it doesn't even really matter. As far as he's concerned, we're not related. I bet your parents are proud of you. I mean, a police officer, that's respectable. Look at you, being modest. You must have good morals to do what you do. Or maybe you just like the authority. I bet it does a lot for the ego, getting to enforce rules. Just don't let it go to your head. Except that, if I'm being honest, you don't really seem half bad. In fact, I kind of like you. Sure, you're not very chatty, but you listen. And in all my time here, no one's really done that before. Same goes for eye contact. I swear, usually, they'll just pretend I don't even exist. Kind of makes a person go crazy. It's bad enough to be locked in here, but then to be ignored. To have everyone act like you're friggin' invisible. Now that really has the power to drive someone insane. Although, maybe you already have to be a little insane to be here in the first place. Is that your lunch? I envy you. Prison food sucks. I think that if I'd remembered 2 weeks ago what the food here tastes like, I probably wouldn't have vandalized the mall's Easter Bunny display. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Graffiti was involved. See, the good thing is, at least I have something to laugh at while I'm stuck in here. When I stole that pair of sunglasses, it sucked because I didn't have the sunglasses, or even the glory of having successfully stolen the sunglasses. All I had was the embarrassment of getting caught. Made for a miserable sentence. Plus, the guard wasn't even half as cute as you. What? It's true. Are you blushing? I didn't know police officers could blush. Okay, now you won't even look at me. I get it. You're supposed to hate me. Understood. But, you know, I am going to be here for a while. We may as well get to know each other. I'm not suggesting we become best friends and braid each other's hair. But it would make the time fly by a lot faster if we didn't just sit in silence. So, I have a question for you. What made you want to become a police officer? How very noble of you. Okay, your turn. To ask me a question. We're just getting to know each other. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, do you really think they're gonna lock you up for making conversation? Besides, no one has to know. I won't tell my father that we're BFFs, I promise. So, ask me a question. I went through my rebellious phase in high school and never quite got out of it. I like the thrill too much. I'm impulsive, and I have a tendency to not think about consequences. That's all there is to it, really. I don't really have a good excuse as to why I'm like this. I had a fine childhood and everything. My turn. What book are you reading? There's a book right next to you. You brought it in to keep you occupied before you realized you wouldn't even get the chance to open it because I'd be talking your ear off. What's the book? You know, it would probably fit through these bars if you wanna... Okay, fine. That's a shame. We could have had our own little book club or something. You'd read a book, you'd share it with me, I'd read it, and then we'd discuss our thoughts and feelings. I've never been in a book club. Do I look like the kind of person to join a book club? Listen, I'm not asking you to slip me drugs. It's a book. It's harmless. The worst I could do is rip out the pages and make a paper airplane. You really have so little trust in me. Yeah, you're doing your job. Don't give me that. Okay, well, how about this? How about you read it to me? You got anything better to do? All right, then you read and I'll sit here and listen. Deal.